I would just like for us to open our hearts and pray this text back to the Lord as we pray for other things. And kind of just, if we could, I mean, was it Ezra and the minor prophets that made a platform of wood and stood up and from morning till the midday, if I remember right, they just, he read the law and gave the sense. Read from the book of the law. I don't remember the exact phrase, but I would like first just to read. This is not the law, but it's the law of God. This is the Psalter. Read Psalm 67 and then pray the sense, if you will. And I think it would be a very enjoyable thing to do. But it does mean it's a discipline. It does mean, and we'll read this twice, it does mean looking at this text a little bit differently than just being fed from this text. We're going to look at this text as a text that we're going to pray back to the Lord. So Psalm 67 and verse 1 said, God, be merciful to us, unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth. Okay, my mind is already racing, because that thy way may be known upon the earth. I'll finish the song. Thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. And then the psalmist, and I'm gone into preacher mode again, but the psalmist takes a little bit different view. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. For then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now we're going to read this one more time. That was probably the, obviously, unless you read this morning, this is the first reading of this for some, as far maybe in a while, but the last, second to last word of verse 7, fear him. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That's a really striking phrase. And that's what really, I was pondering this morning as I left the prayer meeting, because that fear, yes, has to do with fearfulness. In other words, awe or reverence, but it also in the Old Testament has to do with amazement, just amazement. This has let all, for all the ends of the earth shall be in amazement of him. And if God would send a revival, God would send an awakening to our countries, wouldn't it be neat to see a wave, yes, of Holy Spirit activity, but a wave of amazement. Whoa, only God could do this. Unbelievable, that God of heaven. To where even we consider that a blessing from the hand of the Lord. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth. I mean, this is not just all the peoples, but if we could consider, if we could consider the earth flat and from one end to the other, both sides, all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We know that there will be a day when every knee shall bow. And we know that there will be a day when the church of Jesus Christ is in heaven and bows before the Lord. But we also know that all nature praises God. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So let's be praying that way. Let's be praying that there would be such a working of the Holy Spirit that the people would praise thee. All the people would praise thee. All the people has to do with the enemies of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful to see the enemies of God be driven to praise? So I'm in Canada, and every unbeliever is under the wrath of God, but there seems to be a growing sense of independence from God and even hostility to God around the world. But in North America, Canada kind of leads that, and at least as almost an arrogance. And I'm not saying that negatively. The Canadians on our call would probably echo my comments there. And I lived in Canada for 3 years, and it wasn't as bad then as it is now. But driving around, and I'm knowing this is somewhat of a hostile culture to Christianity at times, and yet there's this massive church that I'm in. I rejoice at that. But let's read this again, and let's keep this as our platform onto which we step up as Ezra read the book of the law and gave the sense. Let's consider this our platform from praying as we pray the sense of the text. God be merciful to us, verse 1. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Love that. So this is, anyway. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him.